Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's call to block Muslims who are not U.S. citizens from entering the United States is prompting everything from bemusement to concern among American Muslims in Boston. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Leila Alawi is at the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center because of something her second grader said to her several days ago.
So we were on driving, and then he says to me, "Mama, please vote for the woman, don't vote for the guy."
And you think he was talking about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, definitely.
And versus he Donald Trump, right?
Yes, yeah. He said just, yeah. Really, that thing just shocked me that minute. I had no answer. The only thing I can think about that minute, I wish I was prepared for that question. I was not.
This was before Trump's latest remarks. But even then, her second grader had concerns about what he was hearing about Trump in the schoolyard. Alawi says what her son said brought her this morning to a talk at the mosque. It was called Talking to Your Child About the Current Climate and Islamophobia. The talk was planned before Trump's latest remarks. Alawi emigrated to the U.S. from Morocco 16 years ago. She's an American citizen now. When she was growing up in Morocco, Alawi says, she used to hear a lot of stories about racism in France, where many Moroccans emigrated.
But for America to do that, this is what's shocking me. This is something that's never been like that.
Mosques are really not the problem. Where community happens is not the problem.
Trump's rhetoric concerns the center's executive director, Yousefi Valley, who's worked at the mosque for 3.5 years.
And not once have I come into contact with anyone seriously engaging any extremist ideology. Because at least in the American case, it's typically people that are lone wolves and are very isolated and pretty marginalized.
The talk about how to talk to your child about Islamophobia was led by mental health counselor Wahida Saif. The talk was closed to the press. Afterward, Saif says Trump's proposal to ban all non-American Muslims from entering the country does not address the problem of terrorism, because ISIS has very little to do with Islam.
They certainly use religion, because it's easy to use religion, but their tactics are no different than pedophiles on the internet or, you know, gang recruitment. They prey on kids. You know, when I say kids, I mean even young adults who are vulnerable. They're already trying to fill a hole in their life, or they're feeling disconnected for whatever way, or they're feeling disenfranchised for whatever reason. And those are the easy prey. Those are the ones they go after. They're not going after the really well-adjusted kids, because those kids know better.
In the past, when Trump said anything about Muslims, Saif had a very American reaction. Humor.
So, you know, Donald Trump is interesting. I think all of us sort of in the beginning discounted him as another comical figure. No one really put any stock into him. And there are times where I think it's still easier and it would be good for us. You know, it feels better to think of him like this. What he says doesn't really matter. But we know that it does, because history tells us that it does. History shows us over and over again that words matter, rhetoric matters.
Saif says now that humor is being replaced by fear. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.